שלום לכם ותודה שאתם איתנו כאן בחיים.
Hello and thank you for being with us in the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. We want to take a journey with you to search for happiness. We're doing this in a few discussions lately, and we're going to continue today searching for happiness. And each time we want to look for happiness in a very deep, taking a very deep look at one of the factors that we think can bring us happiness. And today our focus is on happiness and success. We always wish a little child that's born into the family to succeed in life, and afterward we make sure to give him everything he needs to succeed in life, because we all feel in an interior manner that if he succeeds in life, he'll be happy. Happiness and success is our subject today. Here we go. Tal, we're following you. If there's something that we all want, it's to succeed, to be successful. Even in American society, to be a winner is to be happy, is to be successful, that everyone appreciates me, that everyone sees me like that. That's one of the biggest factors for happiness. And it's very important for us to understand what is success that will make us happy, because sometimes we chase after happiness, and when we reach it, we see that we're not much happier than before. We need to chase after the next success. So we want to define the success. What is it that will really cause me happiness? But maybe we'll begin from understanding why success gives us such pleasure in such a natural way. Like Oren said, when a little child succeeds at something, even if it's just tying his laces for the first time. I remember I went to nursery school and managed tying my laces the first time. It made me very, very happy. But afterward, it becomes an everyday thing, and it didn't make me happy anymore. So what's this pleasure that we get from tying our laces or doing a puzzle? Why do we get such great pleasure out of it as little kids? It's as if he's conquering something. He's big. He's successful. He knows. He understands. His ego is full. And here we truly need to see, as big people, we need to always run after the fact that I'm proving myself to others, going according to the values of the environment, that I have to be big and strong and successful in everything that society feels as success. We see in modern society, there's no happy people. We see according to the amount of depression medication and psychologists that people need. And it's true what you said, that even a person that achieves something that he thinks brings him success, then the success doesn't bring him happiness, because truly, he wanted to be happy, and he thought that through success, in the eyes of others, egoistic success, what do you mean, egoistic? That I'm better than them, that I'm first, like the queen of the class or the king of the class. With kids, you can see it in a very, very clear manner. But it doesn't bring happiness. There's always competition, this against the other, and all kinds of struggles. It's a very, very tough society. It's a very pressurizing, obligating society. Takes all the pleasure out of a child from being happy, from the ability to be happy. So one person is the strongest, and one is the smartest, and one is the most audacious. But what about the rest of them? We see that this competition after egoistic values doesn't bring happiness, not even to those who succeeded it. Not to mention the people who can't even compete or aren't successful. The egoistic values are so so deceitful, even though they push us to be in it, but still at the same time, they don't allow us, they don't give us any pleasure. Egoistic success doesn't give people happiness, just the opposite. The moment you achieve it, you see how empty you are. There's no happiness in your feeling. Maybe for a moment, and again you're empty, and again you have to prove yourself more and more until it's all because we want to carry out these egoistic values that society in a natural manner has placed before us. And this is how we wanted to advance all the time in life. What did we want before 50, 60 years? We wanted money, 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 honor, 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 power, power, power. And what did we reach? The big crisis. That today we don't need anything, we're desperate, we're short of everything, and we don't care, we're tired, we're willing to give up from the beginning. We need to understand what can we really depend on as an example of success. There has to be success and happiness as one thing. Otherwise, we're really losing out big time instead of profiting. So when the problem is that the moment that I want to drink something, I have a lacking in my desire. When I begin to feel my desire and I drink, the lacking ends. I'm not thirsty anymore. And also the pleasure ends afterward. So again, I have to renew it. So it works out that this whole process is a great investment to achieve the desired, and when I achieve it, it cancels out my desire, and then I don't feel any pleasure. How can I reach a situation where my success is measured by my attainment of pleasure? Again, by attaining filling. How can I determine for myself such a goal that I succeeded, meaning I got on some hill, that this hill doesn't open up, that from there I can see the mountains, and from those mountains I can see higher mountains, that in that I will fill myself, that I'll feel happy. Why today are people attracted to drugs? To calm themselves, to not want anything, to cut themselves off from all the competition. And that's also not good. So how can we cause a person to have a feeling of life, competition, action, good action, pleasant, that on the way we don't have to trample each other, and that when we reach success, then there's a place for success, not one in the class, but for everyone. And that when we feel this happiness, it's also everyone. I'm not canceling others because they can cancel me. Who knows? Why should I be the only successful one? And then when we reach everyone together, then we can reach a situation where we're all happy. So we see that in our life, in our competitive life, we're not reaching that. There has to be competition, but towards some goal, towards some success. That's the question. What kind of happiness will cause me never-ending joy? Joy that no one will want to cancel. Not that they won't be able to, they won't want to. That's the question. The success has to be happy, worthy in the eyes of others. It has to be a success that everyone enjoys. And I'm supported by others by reaching the success. Not that I reach by repressing others. Not that they want to conflict with me or cancel me out. They're actually happy and enjoying the fact that I succeeded. Again, like a mother and father, no matter how great I get, no matter how big I am, in economics and success and science, and doesn't matter what, they'll just be happy. It has to be a society that will enjoy me being successful. The opposite of what we see in a class or in our society of big people. Not a bad evil eye on me, just the opposite, good eye, that more and more people will be happy that I succeeded. Meaning it has to be a society of people that are happy that I'm succeeding. How do we build such a society that then each of them will be successful and each of them will be able to enjoy others being successful? Meaning success, that the society has to be the total of everyone's success. So there's something personal. We see that with kids, everyone wants to succeed himself. There's like a desire to feel this feeling of achievement that I succeeded in something. So success has to be personal. It has to be personal, but it has to also be general, everyone's success. Let's say there's someone in an international competition brings a gold medal. So inside the country, everyone's happy. And because his success is our success, how will we make it so that each and every person's success will be the desirable success for everyone? Maybe people get pleasure from other people being jealous of them, and it passes very quickly. How can I enjoy in a perfect way? Only on condition that everyone enjoys along with me. Is the feeling of happiness, is it dependent on the hardship in attaining what I wanted? Also, but it also has to do with support. To what extent, when I'm succeeding, is everyone supporting my success? Everyone's supporting it. My success grows more and more than if I would appreciate it myself. And precisely because it's supported by my fellow man, by the masses, then it's constant. It doesn't pass, and it even develops more. In other words, again, we go back to actually that same format, that we need a society, and then we need to check which success of mine will be the success of society, so that the people in society will feel that success, that they succeeded from my succeeding, that everyone will look at each other and they'll be supportive, they'll cheer each other on, and I'll feel that they're expecting me, they're helping me. If I know, if I don't know, behind my back, they're helping and supporting and talking, they're encouraging me to succeed like a mother and father. And then I know this will give me lots of security. This will give me great powers. And it's also a very big obligation, responsibility, that in this I want to awaken and add to my society. My success is really dependent on how much society is anticipating it and will be happy from it. Does it depend on us having a common goal? it has to be that my goal will also be the goal and success of society. Yes. It's interesting because in these shows we see that our ways to achieve happiness in life, that there's all kinds of techniques and they're all mediocre. And here you're saying that if there's support from society, then it makes up for all the other things. Is a lack of success not good? Sometimes a lack of success can be something that pushes me to grow and succeed more. Sometimes wanting to succeed, is it correct? Is it good? If it's good for my environment, that will support and that will enjoy it and enjoy it for a long time because I'm in that society, then of course it's good. And then my success is not at someone's expense, but rather that I'm raising everybody up. My accounting has to be like that. So in that, how can I benefit the society, the environment, because then my success becomes happiness. And here again, we're reaching the new format of the society. I'd like to ask about that. If my success raises everybody up and advances everyone, then of course our aspiration is always positive. So let's say I want to succeed in a career in some scientific, let's say I want to research biology or chemistry or something. I want to succeed. How do I take this ruler that you defined and put it to my life? You said the ruler is if it raises everyone up, then of course my aspiration to succeed in my career is positive. Did I understand? I don't think we can to such an extent. Of course I can tell society what I'm doing and how it's important for all of society and humanity, but it's still far off from feeling the success of the society. If the society is not necessarily able to see it in, as its success, my personal success, yes, that I found something in some research, or maybe something will come out of it, some detail to humanity. And then I succeeded, even though they're writing about me and everybody sees it, that I'm successful. I'm not really contributing something actual to my society. It might be my career success that's bringing me some happiness, some joy, but it's I see my daughter, it passes. She has almost 60 printed articles in all kinds of scientific journals. She's invited to lecture. She's going next week again for a week. She's flying to somewhere, but I don't see that it's really bringing her happiness. Yes, she has status and everything, but it doesn't really give a person concern, security. Let's say, even though she's respected among people that understand this research, her colleagues, but it's I don't see that a person feels in that he's enjoying life. He has enjoyment from the occupation, but it doesn't really wash you from all sides. Let's say I want the kind of pleasure that you just described. That only comes from an attitude from your environment. Let's say I succeeded in university in some place, and I come home and I say to mother and father, I succeeded, they're happy and everything. But I don't think it contributes to the environment itself, to mother and father. to that I feel myself more. I have to build an attitude with my environment. What do I want to say? To make a long story short, maybe help me. I want to say that there are things, very concrete things, simple things that I have to carry out to appear successful in the eyes of society and that society will enjoy it. It's only by strengthening the surroundings, by strengthening the connection between all these people that are in that same environment of mine. If I build an environment and if I contribute to it, not in money like you wanted to say, that it's enough if I give them money in our previous talk, if I give them money to just do it, carry out some event, no, I have to participate myself and I have to contribute to the feeling of connection. I have to give them strength, support, warmth, love, mutuality, that the connection between us is above anything we can describe for ourselves. That's the success, the connection between us, that we find in the connection between us some special connection that warms us, that holds us. It's the source of our existence. If we reach such a society, then in that I'm contributing and successful, and that they're supporting because that's what they enjoy. My personal success and my professional. It's okay that we have a friend like that, but what's the difference between him and someone who's a plumber here? So what? He's a big scientist. So how much does each of them contribute to society? It depends how much of them build the society, build the mother and father that we talked about in the previous talk. That's what's important. That's how I measure my success. I'm not so much talking about happiness in career, sport, or something. No. This is a private thing and not so important. We see how it doesn't bring joy to people. No. But rather where there's no competition, but rather positive competition, that I take the other as an example and I don't want to contradict him because he's also helping society succeed and I'm enjoying it. I'm talking in an egoistic manner. If he and she and they add to society and I'm jealous of them, but I don't want you to stop because in this case only, I'm enjoying the fact that you are successful, that you are contributing to society, that I'm in it, and that's why I want you to succeed because I'm part of the society. There's only one case like that. There's only one situation like that. What is it? That we're all contributing to society, and I look at them in a good way and not a bad way. The stronger the society will be, I'll enjoy it. I'm in it. But also, this awakens me and obligates me to also contribute to it, to also be successful in what? In what I'm capable, and it doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter that you're scientists and he's an athlete, or each person with his ability, and there's place for everyone. But not everyone will necessarily feel happiness. Everyone will feel happiness because the society respects it. Let's say the scientist. It's not something that will bring never-ending happiness. No, success in her science, but success in society will bring her happiness. Let's analyze it. What is success there? When she discovers something in some research, it serves all of humanity. That's rubbish. It's something far off. Nobody feels it in society. So what? Yes. She is successful in the eyes of her colleagues and the whole world. But I'm talking about all of humanity, not some small niche. And what else? But we in society need her because she's a participant in society like other people. So let's say someone's successful in some sector, it doesn't matter. So you're saying success in some personal occupation, whatever it is, won't bring him to eternal happiness, and it won't make us happy. You said there's happiness that will bring happiness, that it's definition, that she has to be worthy in the eyes of others, and then they'll support me. So I want to know, what is that same deed or occupation or whatever it is that I will also, if I'm a scientist or if I'm a plumber, I can do it in society, everyone will support it, and what's important is that it'll bring me to never-ending happiness. The love brings something that until the love breaks out between us. That's the only thing. And to find in these connections of love, mutuality, connection, to find the new values, new success and happiness. That's it. Once upon a time, to be successful, we needed a good memory, a good IQ, etc. And then you'd be successful in your work or whatever you do. And then in the 90s, we got into emotional intelligence. We saw somebody who's more sensitive to people, to his environment, he'll be more successful. We're always in humanity upgrading our understanding of what it means to be successful. And here I feel we're talking about some abilities in the next stage of our development, some type of emotional intelligence, but something beyond it, something that I bring to society. What is this ability that I need to develop to succeed in this integral world or connected world that we're in today? To make the society integral, you're helping people get out of the crisis. You're building a secure, successful society for you, for your kids. In that, you are building new values towards which a person can develop toward. That success will be clear to a person, that each of us can, and none of us are similar in that to one another. In such a society, I can fill my place, my niche, my place, and in that I'll be successful. And without me, successful will feel it's without me, and with me, they'll feel that it's along with me. And then success is only dependent on me and on the support that I get from society, because they also need me. And here we're always working together and not one against the other. And not myself against the entire society. There's such a special situation here in which there's also security, connection, happiness, all these things connect in a perfect manner. There's nothing else, because all these things, because all these things come down to the family level. I don't really manage to understand, to apply the concept to implementation in life. Let's say I'm a doctor. Why do you always take me to the same occupation? We have no, we're not taking that into account. There's people sitting around the table. People want to feel happiness, joy, success. What does it have to do with that I'm a plumber and you're a doctor? I thought that's how I'm contributing to society. No. What am I completely disconnected from people? There's a level where we're connected together by serving each other. And there's a place where we serve each other in our connection between us. And in that, we enjoy and feel the the life in us and the happiness, just like in our family. What difference does it make in our family what profession we have to be a happy family? Explain to me. Inside the family, it doesn't really matter because we have a place where we have interactions that have nothing to do with our occupation. But everyone outside the house has their career. One's a scientist, one's an artist, one's a plumber. And when we meet around the family table, we're family members. Great. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The connection we have with the world to make the money that we need to make. But when we're together, our profit is the connection. When a patient comes as a doctor, there's two people here. There's an interaction between them. When a plumber comes, there's people here. There's an interaction between them, yes. These interactions that take place from morning to evening between people, aren't they interactions where there should be a connection developing between them? Like in a family? No. If we build such a great society where there'll be people there that will cover all our professions, let's say we're living in a city, and in that city everyone is in a mutual connection. Everyone's like a family, so we're transferring this attitude from the level of the connection, emotional inner connection between us. We're conveying it also to our occupations to serve us mutually. It sounds like paradise. I invite a plumber over. He comes over like a relative, and he doesn't try to screw me. He just wants to charge what he really needs to. I'm very happy to pay him. That's because we already created this emotional connection between us that we're one family. First of all, we need to build that. And we're talking about some small society. You're saying it's a more advanced stage. So let's go to the first stage. You're a doctor, I'm an installer, a plumber, and everyone's busy throughout the day with their thing. Everyone's busy, and let's say on the weekend, let's say when we have time off, the three of us, there's a magic word that you're saying, connection. I don't understand what it is. What do the three of us do? The scientist, the plumber, and the doctor, whoever it is. We don't usually see each other, usually, maybe only in the elevator, but let's say that we're in a 19th, we're in a building with 19 floors. That's the connection between us. We decide that we connected here to give a foundation to build a society that will be a special society, that will be like a family, and that we want to enjoy being connected to one another. We'll check what connection we have to have between us, what mutual support, etc. If I would invite you, you'd come from the 19th floor. If you saw that in the lobby on Saturday, we're meeting here in the lobby of the building, you're invited, would you come? Personally, I'm asking you, would you come? Why am I asking you? Because I imagine that I wouldn't come, to tell you the truth. Maybe Tal would come. Maybe Tal would even organize it and hang the sign up. Propaganda depends on the preparation. Before that, we're all egoistic, we have to understand. We all put our noses up and we don't want to see other people. We don't even want to say hello when we meet between us. Even in the elevator, when I go down, I don't look at the other person or at his dog or his wife or his kids, etc. Therefore, we need to preempt it with some kind of plan, some explanation. Of course, we can't just put up an ad, come, we'll do some evening of connection. What happened here? Maybe some pensioner will come, or someone like Tal, who's a social activist. She's intelligent enough also not to come. We need to prepare before that with it's not simple. It's books and movies and see what our society and to see how poor off everyone is, how much it's harming our health, our lack of connections, yes, this disconnection. I need to awaken the bad, first of all. The revelation of bad has to come first, otherwise why would a person come out? If I put up an ad in the lobby of the building this evening, anyone who paid for the building committee can come down, and it's the only time, there's no other time, can get 1,000 shekels back. It'll be great. Everyone will come, of course. There has to be a profit, so you have to explain to a person what he's profiting. How will this replace my success in my career and everything? It's already a different plan. A person has to feel success. Let's continue. In other words, I have to feel that here they're giving me a place to succeed. In a big way, I have to come from the 19th floor. Tal, you see, she's very successful in her career, and you look successful. You want to say to me, look, there's a success at a different volume, not small successes like you're experiencing today. You're a doctor, and I make more money. You want to say that everything that gives us satisfaction today, it's nothing. That's what you're trying to tell us, that there's a much greater success. Happiness. Correct success, and it'll be personal and small. Here, we're dividing happiness. But don't write it in the ad, in the lobby, because that people won't understand. You're probably going to put one over on them somehow. We need to prepare them with an explanation. We need to understand what people are missing and how they can succeed. And then you'll truly go down from the 19th floor and you'll go into those rooms that they have in those new buildings at the bottom, and there, along with everyone, you'll already do your first meeting or seminar. But in terms of success today, let's see if it's even relevant that we're starting to understand that it's true success. We see that the true key to success is self-discipline. Whoever has self-discipline has the ability to, until it comes to some type of explosion, breakout of nerves, or you mean the ability to be constant, to persevere. We said to a person in some research, if you don't eat the marshmallow now, I'll give you two. So we wanted to see which kids could put off the fulfillment, and we see that the kids that could put it off and wait a certain amount of time, they were more successful in the future, in the close future. In our time, how happy they were from putting off this pleasure, it's not clear. Wait, I want to get into this. The ability to persevere. You spoke about three things: self-discipline, perseverance. Perseverance isn't an important capability. Let's say I'm young, I'm your son, and you want to give me tools to succeed in life. When you teach me to persevere, somebody who starts something and ends something, starts and stops, doesn't have a framework where he can decide to go into something and invest. You send him into learning. He stops after one semester. According to your definition, is perseverance an important thing? Self-discipline, is it important? No. Do you have self-discipline? The ability to suffer is very important. It's important for achieving the goal. To suffer what? To persevere is the ability to suffer. To suffer from making an effort against your desire. I want that marshmallow, but I'm not eating it. That's in my ability to suffer. It's very important, but it comes from birth, from nature. It can develop in us through suffering. Comes from nature, comes from birth. Each person has their own. It can develop through suffering. Through tough education, and it actually does not bring me to happiness in any case, in any manner. In other words, I can in that reach something, something bigger, something higher, something stronger. But imagine to yourself, if I have the ability to persevere, I'm always fighting against some kind of direction that's pulling me to happiness. To rest or something else, to play, something else. In other words, perseverance can be the power of stopping on the path toward happiness. I didn't get it. A person advances through two forces. This is the person, through the bad force pushing him from behind, which obligates him to move, and through pulling from ahead. That's the good force. Pleasures and suffering. You mean the things I suffer from? Yes. These two forces are managing us in two directions. If the suffering is pushing me from behind and I have the ability to persevere, I stand and I carry out what I have to do. That's the force of perseverance. And to the extent that I can suffer more, it allows me to advance more. Hang on. But if I am very, very sensitive and I have lack of patience and lack of perseverance, then the smallest suffering that I'm sensitive toward in my nature, I'll change direction. I look what's pulling me, and then I move in that direction. Meaning it's seen as a weakness, not just a weakness. It can be making the correct verification. The fact that I'm a strong soldier like a robot and I'm willing to suffer everything makes me not very developed. And a developed person is very sensitive. He's very weak. And then he reacts to everything and raises up his sensitivity to quickly see where to run to, where to advance to, how to reach happiness. In other words, there is a combination of two forces, that not precisely the perseverance is the positive one. When is it positive? When is perseverance positive? If I have a goal ahead of me, and that goal is the best and most correct, the most ideal, something that's in the sky, something that's above any doubt, above anything else. I no longer need to verify the goal, but rather I need to advance toward it. Then I need perseverance to reach it. And it can be above all the obstacles. Then I need to always increase the goal that will pull me, that I'll want it. I need to work on it. And then I'm always weak. But this weakness will help me, will push me to always get closer to it, to see how I can be closer to it against the weakness and perseverance. Meaning it can be the opposite. A successful person, a person who succeeds in the high special things, is usually a very weak person. In this drawing that you made now, this diagram, I see two situations. There's a situation where you have a difficulty, something that causes you suffering. On the one hand, you have to use it to be flexible, to change directions. Like in the business environment today, things are changing all the time, and whoever's frozen won't succeed. He has to be very flexible, sensitive to every impulse. If there's a negative impulse, he has to understand that maybe you're not in the direction, maybe you have to change direction, but after you went in the correct direction, then you need perseverance. And the main thing is to grab the main thing. The main thing is to grab the correct goal. How do you know you're heading toward the right goal? And the hardship that comes is not something that's showing you whether you have perseverance or not. How do you know if it's an opportunity to go up to a better goal or a more correct goal? How do you go up? These people with their great perseverance, they're usually very mechanic people, very superficial people that maybe succeed in some science or something where they really only require perseverance. But people who want to look for their expression in an emotional, inner, soulful, spiritual manner, the development of man in us that's not in food and family and respect, a person who's looking for something above that, they don't need perseverance. I don't need perseverance to succeed. They'll get it from the society that they'll build to attain the goal. They'll get values that will bring them closer to that same goal. They'll get it from the environment, and from themselves, they'll feel like rags. Each person will be like a rag, not worth anything. We got a bit deeper into psychology from the usual. Maybe we'll try to translate our discussion. You said that good ties between people is the place where each person, doesn't matter what his personal career is, it's the place where he'll be able to touch happiness. This social field that's beyond your occupation and her occupation, there's a social connection between us where we can see happiness. And then success will be in the other connection. On our way toward this connection between us, you're a scientist, he's a doctor, I'm a plumber. And now he wants to be the plumber. You said they make more money. The minute that we want to make this good connection between us, what do we define as success connection? On the way to this success, do we need perseverance? Yes. Now let's say I'm a weak person, a weak character, and you're like steel. Let's say, Now, let me explain to you that no one has perseverance for that, not even a tiny bit, to build a good connection between people. Yes, because it's above our nature. So how will we succeed? For this, we need society, ours, that us all together, if in an artificial way we begin to connect, it'll influence everyone in the society, and in this connection between us, doesn't matter what we build between us, that will pull us toward this important goal. And what is it important? It can be important. Success, happiness, we don't have strength for it. No one has 1 gram of strength for it. But if we build it in an artificial manner, from there we will feed from the movement happening there. Feed off the movement. So don't tell me perseverance. No one has perseverance. Whoever thinks he has perseverance still hasn't tested himself. Toward this goal, we're all zeros. And it's good. It's good. Because we truly are building it in a very realistic manner. We're all equal. It's not important to me, a scientist, a plumber, a doctor, I don't care. We're all equal. We're all the same thing. We're all equal parts making up the new society. We're all enjoying this new connection. We're all feeding off the connection, only to the extent that I annul myself to the connection, then I have strength to advance. Who helps me to get power from there? I myself cannot annul myself to society to get power from it. Society itself has to influence me, has to help me to cancel myself to it, to get power from it in advance. Look how it's always working in a loop like this toward everyone and toward everyone together. I didn't understand. What does Tal have to say to help me? She has to awaken in you importance of the goal, which is the connection between us. That in this connection, we're achieving something that none of us have. That there's some upper feeling, some feeling of happiness, of filling, a feeling that I'm not dependent on all kinds of things. That in this world, I suddenly begin to feel that I'm above this world. Because I built a network that's not in nature. I built it in a way that it's above nature. I suddenly begin to feel myself up high, happy. I don't feel time. I don't have any negative feeling. Because my desire to be connected to others and also the filling that I receive from the connection, it's something new that we built. There's no such thing in nature. Now you're a plumber, go work, it's fine, what do we care? We care that you're along with us in the same environment, and you're investing here with us to raise it upward and upward. And in this, we're becoming filled with security, with success. That's our success. Our success is that I made my 1,000 shekels? No. That's not giving me filling. Then my creature is getting filled from that, and here I'm getting filling. I, the person in me. How can I be successful in connecting if I truly want to be successful? How can I succeed to make sure that everyone's connected? What is this word, connection? It's like X for me. What does it mean that we all need to be connected? Connection means a feeling of family. Not a regular family, a modern family. It's something that we have in some picture inside of us. The fact that people love you and accept you as you are, with all your problems, with all the good things, it's important to them who you are. It's like in your mother's hands. There you can relax, you can be free. You're in a situation where you're not protecting yourself, just the opposite. You give yourself over to them. That's what a family's called. That's the same connection we need to make between everyone. We don't have a lot of time left. I gathered all kinds of techniques. One thing that seems very interesting to me is people think that I can magnetically acquire success. If I'm happy and successful, in that I'm pulling more success toward me. There's also the theory of imagining that I'm in this good state. They say that our brain somehow imagines it and experiences it as if it's experiencing reality itself. And this way I can build reality with our imagination. But it has nothing to do with the success we're talking about. It's success in taking advantage of our fellow man and the tools in this world. We're talking about a level above that. And there, this place for acting, for imagining a situation that's better, but imagining higher situations according to higher values, according to the connection. So there's an issue of this power of imagination. Yes, of course. I'd like to ask here, at the beginning of the show, you said a sentence that I still haven't solved in my head. You said, we talked about success and happiness, and we said that egoistic success won't bring a person happy. The more he achieves, the emptier he'll be. And when I asked you to define what egoistic happiness is, you said that I'm more than others, I'm competing with others, I measure myself not toward connection with everyone, which is our spiritual success, but rather in a corrupt society, my success is the opposite, to what extent I'm above others. I get out of my big Cadillac, which is 20 meters long, even though I don't need more than half a meter, everything else just shows how important I am. A limousine like that. I come out of there, they open a door for me, they put out a red carpet, I go in. This is the success. In my success in our spiritual society, to the extent that I feel along with everyone, equal with everyone, and that we're equal between us, that we're connected between us, I feel some new place, some new reality, which is called warmth, love, the connection, mutual connection, the mutual support, the mutual paying attention to each other. And in this, it's like some magic, that it grabs you and you understand that everything else isn't really important because this feeling is above our world. It's above our ego. Our world, our entire world is an ego, and this is above our ego. It's really a feeling of the next world. If I understand personal success, we're talking about happiness and success. My personal success won't give me happiness that will truly last. No. Only success that's in the interaction between people, in equal, mutual interaction with others, where everyone connect according to special rules, which are the rules of the corrected society that wants to be a family, like a family. Let's define it like that, as a family. That's clearer. Even though there are many conditions for that, we can talk about them separately. These are laws for building the corrected society as a family. I can take what you're saying as a law in issues of success and happiness. If it's personal, if it's only mine personally, for sure it will not bring me to lasting happiness. Not just that, it will bring you to double emptiness. And if you head toward connection, toward giving, then you will bring yourself to eternal pleasure. Here you'll always feel yourself with a greater and greater deficiency. You'll need to make another million. You see they're making money all the time. They can't stop. Why? Stop. Enjoy life. No, this is the enjoyment. Another zero in the bank, another zero, because they can never fill themselves. They're always running. The success is only when the zeros change. And apart from that, they don't feel happy. And here the opposite. You're always in a feeling of happiness. So if I understand, there's two levels in the definition of happiness in life. There's the happiness, my personal happiness, that it's like you're explaining now in our discussion. It will never bring me to happiness that lasts. It disappears, dissipates. It doesn't matter how or what, it will always disappear. And if I understand our discussion, there's a new level that's like a second floor that's called social success, collective success. This is personal and won't work. What's this new success called? Let's find some success of connection, of unity. Success of together. So personal success and success together. Mutual responsibility, personal success and success together. Success together is the level where we can truly experience happiness that won't dissipate. Yes, that's my conclusion for these things. What's your impression? We wanted happiness and success. I understood that we're always searching for the perfect and the thing that will fill us in a perfect way. It doesn't exist at this level that we spoke about, but there's a feeling that in this collective success, you can touch the perfect thing. Okay. The main thing is that we'll be together. You're the plumber and she's the scientist. We got the right conclusion. Our time is up. Thank you, Rev Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. We'll succeed together. We'll touch the success. Good life.